Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything.
I'm your cute Brandon
boy,
Holly,
I'm your cute boy Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
This week, we have...
not just one topic.
But two.
And a half.
We have... you know what? I'm going to save...
we have a story.
This one for later. We got a story.
We have a story.
We're going to keep that one a surprise.
And we have a little surprise and a half.
Welcome to our podcast. Hope you enjoy. This episode of the Espresso Boys podcast is brought to you in part by Heather Restabez and Mama Lolo. Thank you for your support on our Patreon.
We have some business right up front, like always. First things first, our Patreon, patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. We have different tiers there you can donate at. We have gotten a lot of action over there recently.
Yeah, which
is we're doing good. We got awesome. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five patrons.
We can count it on one hand.
Yeah, almost halfway to double digits.
Almost halfway to double digits. I keep saying I'm going to do this, but I'm going to put another tier on tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day. Well, Saturday, which it will be... you got this Saturday, so Monday is when you all will be hearing this. So I'll go check it out.
It's already out.
Brand new tier on. It's going to be, I don't know, we'll figure out the right price for it, but brand new tier. You're going to want to see it. Go check it out. www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. Again, we are a broken record with this, but any dollar amount means a lot to us. If it's a $2 amount, that means something to us. That's significant. That means you appreciate what we're doing, the content that we're making, and it really encourages us. Amen. So don't feel like that's, you know, if you got $2 a month, we'd love it.
We would.
We appreciate it. So anyways, www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys.
Go check us out on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube at The Espresso Boys as well. We're going to do another contest here pretty soon.
Yeah, we are.
We're in the works.
Yeah, we are.
So go check us out there if you want to win.
And we are actually going to try to get some of those shirts made. Heather Estebez won the that one and only. She's got that one shirt. That's it.
We're going to have a different version of
it. We want to have something a little bit different. So be on the lookout for those because those are going to be amazing.
It's kind of like if we can't get sponsored by LaCroix, we're going to take them down stealing their logo. Sure.
And, you know, there's been a lot of flack on LaCroix lately, but I hope you all are following us on our Instagram because... we proved that LaCroix is as white as snow.
McDonald's has a sign that says it'll give you cancer. So get off your high horse with LaCroix.
Right. And they only have natural ingredients.
Exactly.
They're fresh, they're healthy, and they're safe.
Class of 2018.
Thank you. Social media, did you just say that?
Yeah, we're good to go. Let's go straight into our first topic.
So I know a lot of you guys are following my dad on Facebook. Chuck Hawley.
Chuck Hawley.
That's C-H-U-C-K-H-A-W-L-E-Y, Chuck Hawley. So here's what happened, Caleb. Let me tell you about this.
This is a new story to me. I haven't heard a word of it.
So I went on Facebook today. I know that Facebook is kind of like an archaic form of social media at this point. I get that. But I do still have it, mainly for the videos.
A lot of memes on there?
There's not even a lot of memes. It's just like you end up watching some sort of, you know, tasty, you know that?
Oh, yeah.
End up watching one of those and you're just sucked in. It's kind of like a YouTube in that sense. So anyways, I still got it. But my dad, I was scrolling through there today, saw a post from my dad. And this long post made into a somewhat of a shorter story. My daddy bear, Charles Lee Hawley. You can find him on Facebook, Chuck Hawley, like we just talked about. Lives in Oregon. And he was driving to work, I think it was this morning, bright and early, 7 o'clock, and lives in Silverton, Oregon, driving down this rather busy highway. And he notices a black object in the road that people are just kind of driving over or around. And so as he gets closer to this object, he realizes that it's a kitten in the middle of the road. Now you think, oh, poor little kitten, buddy, just stuck in the middle of the road, got lost from his pack. Kitten, this is kind of sad. Kitten had, as my dad pulled over and like stopped traffic because he was like, these jackasses aren't doing anything. Like they're just driving over this live animal, like nothing. Like it's a kitten, a baby.
Alive?
And they're not doing anything about it. So he pulls over And this kitten, someone like glued its feet to the ground. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Someone glued its feet to the ground. And so my dad, like, literally just gloves are off. Like, I'm stopping traffic. I don't care. Like, he pulled his car over, stopped traffic, and just helped this cat get up off of...
Dude, what,
like,
a hero.
Yeah, literally unglued off the ground. So he, like, scraped the cat off the ground, took it to the vet super quickly. The vet were like, yeah, this wasn't, like, an accident. He just didn't tromp through some random sticky stuff. There was no paws around it. Someone literally glued this kitten...
Jeez.
...to the cat, to the ground. The kitten was 5 weeks old. Brand new baby-born kitten. So anyways, he posts this story on his Facebook basically saying, like, yeah, like, you guys are fools. Like, why would you just drive over this little kitten? Like, what the heck's going on? And it's gone, like, lightweight viral, not too crazy, but, like, a little bit. So he's gotten over 1,500 likes on the picture, gotten 231 shares off the post, and this little kitten just sitting on the shoulder. Yeah, he's keeping it. That's their cat now, for sure. And Mikey is my dad's wife, and Mikey decided the cat's name is Sticky. So that's what's going to be. So anyways, he makes this post. It starts catching a little traction. Now he was on the news this morning, or this evening, on Fox News.
Do we have that clip anywhere?
I'll show it to you.
Okay, we should post it on our Instagram.
I'll post it on the Instagram for sure. But anyways, kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
He just, like, a little bit mini viral, like... And he just got onto the news too, so I wouldn't be surprised if this still kind of, like, pushes up a little bit.
No, I don't want to sound insensitive.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute.
But has he given us a little shout out on his Facebook? Listen. Now that he has all this traction.
Listen. He
gave us. He did.
He
was
the strongest patron that we had
for a little bit,
for sure. So I'll reach out to him again.
Okay.
I'll reach out to him again.
Tell him we could do an exclusive interview with Sticky.
Here's the balance, though. I mean, fame's coming his way. You know what I mean? People are wanting to hear what Chuck Hawley's going to do next.
Fox News.
And listen, people are interested. What's this guy going to do next? The patron, the guy that's saving animals. This dude's just laying down his life, giving himself away to the traffic. He doesn't care. He just cares about other people. So people are interested. Now, he has a fine line to balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't just go and take this fame for granted and, like, just start talking about whatever he wants promoting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he has to be smart, right? So our legal advice and our legal team, we're in contact.
Okay.
For sure.
Good.
And we want to make sure that he does this well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We don't want this to be one of those sort of, like, oh, I caught fame. I'm super popular. Yeah. I'm super famous. And then boom, here, go and, you know, support my favorite podcast. Doesn't matter if it's my son. It's my favorite podcast, no matter what. Go do that right now, this moment. You know, all my brand new close friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's being smart about it, which you gotta respect it. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna ease our way into
it. Okay, good.
You know what
good.
I mean? Because I don't want to be on the receiving end of that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want people to be like, oh, last thing we need after our debacle is another giant Instagram scandal going on about how people...
What was our last one?
You know, I don't want to get into it.
Okay, yes.
You know what I mean? That was, again, just based on the advice of our legal counsel, not to get into that again. We don't want to be people coming through and just be like, you're just using this kitten to get more listens and followers. That's not true.
Which
isn't
100% wrong.
It's not 100% wrong, but it's also not 90% right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, we want to make sure that we're doing this. We're tag teaming alongside him to make sure that we're doing this smart. You know what I mean? So all that to say, he has not yet posted about us.
Okay. Well, Chuck, if you're listening... Listen, not all heroes wear capes, as we've established, and you're a true American hero, an American treasure.
Right.
And you, in my eyes, you're the next Shirley Temple.
And I want to kind of just tag team on that whole idea of American treasure.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's after you. Wait.
You mess it up? You mess up your joke or something, bud? You want to start over?
Nicolas Cage.
You want to go back?
Or? Nicolas Cage. American Treasure.
National Treasure. Well, is the movie.
It is National Treasure, but...
So I guess the joke, even if you said it right...
I mean, it would take a little weaving. It would take a little weaving to get
funny
there. It would take a little mental weaving to get there.
Wouldn't have been good.
No, you would get it, though, because...
Wouldn't have been good.
American Treasure, Constitution, ring any bells, Nicolas Cage. National he hunted treasure. For it. Anyways.
Which leads us into our next topic. Pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What episode was it that we did this?
Episode number 3.
Episode number 3. If you, for the real fans out there who have listened to all of them.
Check that. Episode number 2, actually.
Episode number
2. Do you mind if I introduce this a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I was looking back. You know what they say. Never dwell on the past. Mm-hmm. So I went back to our first episode. And I saw that we had 490 listens. Strong to very strong.
It's a good number.
It's a great number. And then I went and saw our second episode. 409 listens. And I'm like, that's okay. That's great.
I'll take it.
And in this second episode, I feel like that's when we really caught stride for what we're capable of on the Expressive Boys podcast. And what was really the kind of highlight of that episode were our impressions. People have been asking
Everybody loves them. The fans have been begging us.
40 minutes of content, and they were screaming so loud. Give us all these good impressions.
And we can't get too much into this, actually, because that was our first big Instagram.
That was our first big Instagram debacle.
Yeah. Yes. So we can't actually get too much into it. But the fans did love it.
They did love it so much.
It was the Chris Rock impression that really offended people.
They loved it so much that we lost nearly 250 listeners on the next episode.
Episode 3.
Right. So we're going to go back into it.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Try again.
30 episodes later.
I'd say the dust is off us. The wheels are loosened up. More analogies for things that are in good shape. That's us right now.
The machine is running with all the cylinders going.
We're cooking with oil.
Peanut oil.
You gotta be conservative and safe and smart. So needless to say, we're going to jump into some impressions. And Samantha, my sweet wife, has
Name
given
drop.
Us a whole bunch of impressions. I, of course, went back, listened to the impressions that we gave on that second episode in fact, 10 months ago. Listened to those. We got those in the pot. So it's busy. We got a lot to choose from. How do you want to do this?
Just go in, I guess.
Do you want we just go in?
Yeah.
One after the other?
Well, can I just give you one right away that isn't in the bucket?
How do you know it's not in the bucket?
I assume it's not in the bucket.
Okay.
I want you to give me a nice Ray Romano.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Is that in the bucket?
Deborah. It's in the bucket. And I'm fully going to steal this, and I'm only mentioning this to you because I hate to be the guy that steals something without mentioning that I'm stealing it. Yeah. And then you know I'm stealing it, and you feel weird about it because you know I steal. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I feel greasy.
Yeah, because I'm like, Mine's I don't want to. So I'm telling you, I'm stealing this.
Yeah.
But it's Ray Romano golfing.
Where is this from?
This is from Jimmy Fallon. I think it was John Hamm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Impression
I did see
of
this.
Ray Romano golfing. And he goes something along. So here's my impression for you, okay? It's really good.
It's an impression of John Hamm doing an impression golfing. Of Ray Romano.
Yeah, exactly. He goes,
That's pretty good. You go, Deborah.
Deborah?
That's his wife's name in the show. Deborah.
And that's all I got. Come on.
That's pretty good.
Not bad?
Sounds like John Hamm doing Ray Romano.
That's kind of what I'm going for. A little bit of Inception impression.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, man.
I feel like that's a very appropriate choice.
We have a big audience here today. It's Danny. It's Brendan's wife. Samantha, friend of the podcast. Cats.
And we have also Spurgeon and Quentin.
Who are the cats?
Okay, dude.
Like I said, the cats. All right, let me do my Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with airplane food?
Okay, let me do this one. Let me do this for you. Do a Jerry Seinfeld.
Corn
how
nuts.
How about we do this?
It's not a corn. They're not nuts. Why are they corn nuts?
It's not good. It sounds like a nervous Jerry Seinfeld. Okay, I'm going to do this. Let's switch this up. Okay. We're gonna do some off-the-cuff stuff kind of.
What's the deal?
Here's what you have to do. You have to do Jerry Seinfeld. Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Kramer!
Jerry Seinfeld not asking what the deal is with anything.
Okay.
But Jerry Seinfeld asking if there's mustard at a hot dog stand.
What's the deal with mustard on a hot dog stand?
You're very bad at this. We're very bad at this.
I think I give myself a 10 out of 10.
Choose one. Ready? Here we go.
Let me clear my throat.
John Mulaney.
I didn't write that.
That's Samantha.
Samantha.
I mean Danny.
We blew our cover.
Crap. How do I do a John?
You could
Mulaney?
Do a. I don't know. What's a good John Mulaney quote? You do.
All right. Is that good for you? Yeah. Do you like that?
I know you don't drink. I know you don't drink.
I never thought quicksand would be as much.
It's a little Jerry Seinfeld in there.
I don't know how to do it, John Mulaney. I'll be honest with you right
he's
now.
He's not a very, like,
he
his
has
voice isn't
a very
distinct,
particular.
Like, Danny disagrees.
He doesn't have a high. Do you want to try it, Danny? Danny's shy. He has a very, like, he has specific mannerisms. And
I think
I'm going too high with it. But I feel like I'm getting close.
Oh, here we go. I got one. Here we go. Okay. In case you have any little guys running around out in the yard.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
And it's so good to see you too.
So that's a John Mulaney impression of a John Mulaney impression. No, I like that a lot.
We're good
that's
at deception
really good. Yeah,
impressions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where we go real deep. We don't want to do the surface level stuff. All right, give us another one, Caleb.
Oh, man. I hope we get Jerry Seinfeld again. All right, you got to guess who this one is, because I think I can nail it.
Ooh.
Here we go. All right.
Meow.
I'm going to say Spurgeon.
Dude, yeah. Spurgeon, who is your cat, who is in the audience right now. Thank you, Danny.
Some real
That's
gold
That's two for two
here.
For me.
All right, here we go. Ready? Christopher Walken.
Oh, you were good at this one last time, I think. I think you impressed me.
Hold on. Now, that's what it was. I'm a snake. That's what it was. It was a Christopher Walken in Jungle Book being the snake.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a snake slithering around being a snake.
Brandon, just you didn't have to light up a cigarette to do that impression. Just
I had
so you
to
know.
Light a cigarette to get into character. I'm
a method actor.
Method actor. I'm going to focus on my role. And if I'm a snake, I know the snakes smoke.
My next one here is Jimmy Fallon.
Ooh.
Now, the thing about Jimmy Fallon.
The last one as well.
The thing about Jimmy Fallon is I could do an impression more of I could probably do a better impression of Justin Timberlake doing a Jimmy Fallon.
Good. Yeah, do that.
Okay. So good. So good. That's what he always says. He does the fakest laugh and he says, so good.
That's perfect.
Dude, his laugh, you could tell he's faking those laughs.
Like, what?
Dude, you could tell.
No, he's having fun.
America's sweetheart other than Chuck Hawley.
Christopher Waltz. You know him from Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He was the one that loved the mechanics of that one car when he was sitting outside of it, pushing the button of the handle. He was also in Glorious Bastards. He's the German guy that plays the Nazi in Glorious Bastards.
That doesn't ring a bell. I'm looking him up right now.
Christoph Waltz?
Christoph Waltz. Yeah, I don't recognize him. I've seen Inglourious Basterds, but...
Really?
It's been a while.
Here's the only thing I know how to do from Christoph Waltz.
Okay.
I don't know, Clem. End scene.
Can you hit me with it again? What? One more time.
I don't know, Clem.
Oh, man. These are... I think it's spelled wrong, but Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Russia from my backyard. That's pretty good, right?
That's the only thing in Parasailing. Oh, baby.
Oh, dude, you killed this one last time.
All right,
you
ready
killed
for
this
it?
One.
Free healthcare. Free housing.
It's Bernie Sanders, everybody.
What else does he say? What else does he talk about?
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Oh, man. All right, I can't. So this one's a Scottish drunk.
Please do that well for me. Do you know how to do a Scottish
accent?
Okay,
I can't do a... I don't know if I could do the drunk. I could say this one line from Brave.
Okay.
which is kind of like a Scottish drunk. Okay.
If you could choose your fate, would you?
Pretty okay.
If you could change your fate, would you?
That's not good.
All right, you hit me with it then.
All right.
You do better, bud.
Okay, here's, you know how I get into character? Like, you know how, like, Anchorman, for example, when he was, like, using
tip
his...
Tip of the tongue,
yep,
top tip of the teeth.
Tip of the tongue, top... Like, that's kind of how he gets in the mode, right? For me, I'm like, sack of potatoes. Sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes.
More, I feel like an Irish accent's a bit more... brighter and light, and lighter good, and up top a bit more when our Scottish accent's a bit more lower and it hits the bottom of your mouth a bit more. I don't know how to really do a drunk one. I guess you slur your words a bit more. I don't really know.
Try to sound more like a pirate, but a Scottish pirate.
Well, you know, it's funny. Reach into that bucket, you might find something like that. What? Did that sound weird?
All right.
Kanye West is my impression. All right, ready? I got Kanye West. Ready for it?
I'm ready.
Magma.
MAGA.
All right.
No, I'm not cutting that.
I got Kanye West. Ready? MAGA.
You talking about lava? What is going on?
Make America. In my head, I was like, make America great, maybe again.
Make America maybe again.
Maybe again. Okay, Kanye West. I feel free. I don't know, dude. I can't do Kanye West. Go to yours.
Oh, okay. This is Jake the Neverland Pirate.
Perfect. That's no, exactly
it's Jack
what
Sparrow.
I wrote down. You see what happened there?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pirate. I'd rather be wrong. Is this a dream?
Keep that going. Keep it going. But do the one where it's like you remember this day where you almost caught Jack Sparrow. That's a line.
Do you remember this day? When you almost caught Jack Sparrow.
Dude, I'm nailing these.
It sounds like The Godfather a little bit. Dana Carvey. He's a tough one because he does so
he
many
does a
impressions.
Lot. Do the church lady.
Wasn't that special?
Wasn't that special?
Wasn't that special?
That's what I got. He's good.
He's very good. I love Dana.
Are we going through this bowl?
I mean, we might as well. All you right. can.
We got like.
Sorry for the whoever.
I want to give this one to you, okay? Because this is all you. Don't look at it. We'll wait till it's your turn. Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yes. This was a one that we got from the very beginning.
He just licks his lips. So, for the audio listeners, who's all of you, I'm licking my lips hard because that's what he does.
I hated my father.
Dude, I'm so good.
Dude, that was heck of good. All right, ready?
Yeah.
My turn, picking this one up. Dr. Phil. Now, have you ever... You say that you love your mother in a certain kind of way? That's my Dr. Phil.
It's pretty good. All right, guess this one. You're going to get it. Easy peasy.
No problem.
Wow.
Owen Wilson, baby.
Ka-chow.
Next.
I'm Owen Wilson.
Next.
Ka-chow.
Fred Armisen.
No.
You okay?
Sorry, my key fell out of my pocket. Go ahead,
Fred. How do we do a Fred Armisen?
See, he's another hard
another one.
He's so many
so
things.
Many characters.
He's kind of like a... Kind of very high. He's like kind of a very high pitch.
That was a good one. Wait, you got that one.
Wow.
That's yours.
I can't think.
Keep
he's
going.
Kind of very high up here. He's, but then he does a lot of different accents. But
I feel
they
like
all
for him,
they're very still distinctly him.
Yeah. And I feel like for him, he like maybe he ends on questions
maybe
a lot.
He kind of goes up at the end. Kind of when he's
that's
talking,
it.
He kind of goes up.
That's perfect.
That's what
dude.
I like
that's
unraveling
great.
The yeah, unraveling the voice.
That's a good one. All right, here we go. Ron Swanson. Dang, dude, that's a tough one too. I can know what he like. I know how he thinks. Nick Offerman, Ron Swanson.
One and the same, really.
Yeah.
And I mean that with all the respect.
I don't know how to do him. Are the scissors on your house broken, son?
Oh, I was almost there. Try it again.
Are the scissors in your house broken, son?
Little deeper.
Okay. Are the scissors in your house broken, son? No. I don't feel
a little
like
more
that.
Assertive.
Are the scissors broken in your house? Are the scissors broken in your house, son? Yeah, that does sound a little bit like that. Give me another line.
I think you're kind of going at it with a little bit of like a southern accent, yeah. Which is not him.
That's not him.
My fellow Americans, let me be clear.
Okay.
I hit it for a second. Wait, let me try it again. My fellow Americans, let me be clear.
That's good. As far as I'm concerned, that's good.
The deficit in America. That's all I got.
No, I know that. The deficit.
You're getting a little Dr. Phil on it.
No. Well, he is a psychiatrist. And
show me.
Barack O'Daddy is also taking care of us.
Show me the birth certificate.
I got
is all I said.
Can you do a Bill Clinton?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
See, I can do a sort of a Bill Clinton.
He's like,
is that him? I feel like Bill Clinton's like a little like, do you mind if I try this one?
No, yeah. Oh, by all means.
I did not have
That's pretty good.
Sexual relations with that woman. Because he's a little bit more south.
I like the woman. Woman.
Because he's a little bit more south. I don't know where he's from, but I know he's
from
south.
I'll tell you this, though.
He did have sexual relations.
The glove didn't fit. So as far as I'm concerned.
What glove?
You know.
The glove?
You must acquit.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, I can be a U.S. president. And I want you to know this, too. I'm actually using
No,
that
he's
thought.
Doing the hand. That's
yeah, I
good.
Want you, I can be a U.S. president because I can do this with my hand. And that's all I need.
And then we can go to his wife who's like,
I got hot sauce in my bag.
All right, I got one more. And this is...
This is the one we kind of got in trouble for last time, which our lawyers informed us not to do again.
But we love you guys so gosh darn much.
We'll do anything
for the
views.
We love you guys
so
gosh darn much. Guess who that was?
Dana Carvey.
No, we love you guys so gosh darn much.
About Martha Stewart.
I can see Russia from my house.
Hillary Clinton. Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Bill Clinton.
Did you see this one?
No. No, I did see it. I saw that one. I intentionally didn't pick it.
Why?
Because I wanted you to get it.
Why is it that?
I think I had it last time, so it's only
you
fair.
You did, yeah.
You try it one more time for me.
Why is it that he can do it what he's supposed to do?
What, you want a cookie?
What, you want a cookie? All right, anyways, thank
there's
you so much for
listening.
There's
two types of people. There's the first type of people doesn't like the second type of people.
The first type of people.
That's the Kevin Malone.
He's totally butchering it. Anyways, what else you got on the docket?
I was thinking we could come up with some characters on the spot.
Okay, you know what? Here's something I got to talk to you about.
I mean, it's my turn, but go ahead.
Let me use the restroom. And we're back. So, you talk about characters. You want to talk about some characters that we have on the spot.
Yeah.
I have, this isn't a character. It's just more like maybe tweetable things that I want to share with you.
That'll do. I got some of those.
So, I recently started my job at Google. And now I say at Google. I'm not going to say I started working with Google because they made it hell of clear that I don't work at Google. I work at Bon Appetit at Google.
With Google benefits.
With Google benefits. But nonetheless, they made it hell of clear that I don't work at Google. Mm-hmm. So I work in Google. I work in their buildings. I get to talk to their people. It's great. All these good things. So anyways, all this to say, on my very, very first day at Google, I went into the restroom. I used it like a normal person would.
Nice.
But to my surprise, I found a bidet.
Now, a baguette.
Now, those of you who are not familiar with what a bidet is.
It originated in China. Very popular over in those parts across the pond. It shoots. Let me describe this, Brendan. I'm really excited.
Please do.
I've never used one. But you best believe I've been dreaming about it. It's a type of toilet that has a separate, you have a separate plumbing input, I guess you would say.
Attachment input, that's great, yeah.
And what the bidet does is very environmentally conscious. Instead of using a little bit of roughage toilet paper, it gives you a nice little, psh, just a little stream, just a little psh, to your dirty parts. clean you up. Is that?
That's pretty would you say accurate. That's accurate? Yeah, that's just
a little
accurate.
Psh.
A little bit. Okay, but here's
and it's
the
very
thing.
Accurate from what I understand. If you have a nicer one,
it's very accurate from what you understand. It's very accurate from what I know.
Well, too accurate.
Okay, so here's
his eyes
thing.
Twitching.
Here's my thing. So, as I began my career here at Google, I found that they have a bidet in the bathroom.
Congratulations.
Now, I'm not spending a lot of time in the bathroom, but I have thought of a lot of interesting bathroom situations that I would like to tweet about, but I
try
feel like
out.
This is a good platform to really just kind of, just see how they, you know, see what the general population thinks about them. So first off, I like the bidet, but I don't feel totally comfy about how you have to actually activate it at Google. And the way that you activate it at Google is, hey, Google, clean my butthole. That makes me feel
is
weird.
It, wait, is this not a joke?
That's how you have
you
to activate
it. Honestly say that, 100%.
Yes.
Brandon. Okay, Google.
Okay,
clean
Google.
Clean my bumhole.
Yeah. So that doesn't make me feel very comfy, per se.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this much. There are a lot of extra features to the bidet. You think there should be one button, on and off. I guess that's two. On and off. No. You got...
Temperature control.
You got temperature control.
Oh,
you got you can control the temperature of the seat.
So just merely getting hot in here.
You want a nice warm seat? No problem. You got that. You got your normal cleaning pressure.
Yeah.
Right?
You got the fun pressure is what we got.
You got the normal cleaning, and then you got the soft cleaning pressure.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They want to let you ease into it. And then you got front cleaning, which I have not ventured into. That's scary.
Is that?
For sure.
More for the ladies?
Yes.
But you haven't tried it?
I have not.
Are you planning on it?
No, I haven't needed to.
Are you ready? See, we try to stay away from all this potty humor, but it comes, it
listen,
seeps its way
in. When you're working
at
Google, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? This is going to slip in. So they have so many different options happening in this thing. And it's just an interesting phenomenon. Mm-hmm. So anyways, again, I'm not trying
not
to tell you all, I'm not trying to tell you I've spent a lot of time in the bathroom, but based on my 50-hour work week, nearly, I'd say over half is spent in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so into that, I've kind of had some really deep analysis as to, what a bathroom should feel like. Now, if you know me, you know that I actually do enjoy going to bathrooms in different places just to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha and I, we went to this, when we were in New York, I don't want to brag, but we went to New York City, the capital of America. And, that's accurate. And we went to this, I don't want to brag, speakeasy. We had to go into a, I don't want to brag, phone booth where we had to, I don't want to brag, pick up a phone and on the other line, someone was waiting for us to answer.
It's very meta.
Yeah, super meta. Anyways, inside of there, we went to the bathroom and it was like this glass bathroom. So it was kind of cool looking.
Nice.
Anyways, I like fun designed bathrooms, right?
I peed off of a, I want to say like... 75-story building.
Where?
In LA. I didn't pee off of it. The urinal is the glass wall.
Ooh.
The glass window
See?
Is the urinal.
Now that's fun.
That's fun.
I can get behind that for
I was all about
sure.
it.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for the ladies who didn't get that opportunity to pee on the window.
Yes. Good point. So we'll talk about that later. For now, let's focus on the men. That's us. I like a good bathroom.
Yeah.
And anyways, spent some time in this bathroom. Here's my problem. Here's what I've realized. The worst kind of bathroom is a silent bathroom. Have you ever walked into a bathroom where there's nothing, there's no other noise that could happen outside of your own? You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
And then someone walks into this very quiet bathroom, nothing is secret.
Yeah.
There is no sacred space inside
That's
of this
place.
That's
when you pull out your phone, you play a little tune.
Do you do that?
No. But that would be a power
move.
That would be okay.
And then which brings me to my next point. I guess anything outside of that, whoever fires first inside of this restroom when it's that quiet,
yeah,
I think they win that bathroom. Like they need to, the crown goes on their head. Because again, this bathroom, yes, it's covered with luxury. Yes, mm-hmm. There's bidets that can shoot you from the back and the front. And they can shoot you from very different temperatures while your butt cheeks are very warm. Yes, they have all of these different things, but they don't have any sort of music happening or they don't have any sort of sound. Give me something. You know what I mean? Just give me something. Give me something to break the silence a little bit. They don't have any of that. So then I guess at that point, whoever fires first, whoever makes that first uncomfortable noise that no one wants to be a part of, they win. And that's not me. I wait for that. I wait for that one person. Maybe the sink goes on. You know what I mean?
And I'm with you on this. I agree.
Can we establish that the last part of this episode is going to be about bathroom etiquette?
No, this is fine.
Okay.
We can go with it. This is the way the cookie crumbled.
That's, I guess, what it is.
But what I want to say is, Brandon, I agree with you 100% and I'm with you. I understand that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I've been in a bathroom.
Sure.
And just seen some power moves, okay?
Yeah.
From other men, usually. Yeah. And I'm watching.
Yeah, closely.
I saw this man
taking close attention to every detail.
At a urinal. And I don't want to put in too much detail, but let's just say he only had to hold himself with one hand. Other hand, clean, I guess, right?
Okay.
He's doing his business. He's done.
Yeah.
He zips up, walks to the sink. And he washes one hand. Now that's a power move.
That's an intricate power move.
I saw another man, full grown. Full grown. And he he had his shirt. Okay, you seem like a little boy. Sometimes they don't know how to use a urinal, so they like hold their
pants
shirt in
down,
their mouth.
Shirt. Oh,
He, a grown, full-grown boy man, held his shirt in his mouth so he wouldn't wet on himself. That's a power move.
That's a power move. You're not going to get to full.
I had a friend.
Figure out how to do it out.
Shout out to Jaron Flower, standing at a urinal. Up from behind him, a blind man walked into him at the urinal. That's a power move, Brandon. You think that was an accident? He was establishing dominance in that moment.
Listen, people, don't be fooled. There's a lot of political sort of moves you can make inside of a restroom.
And so for you to sit here and complain to me and act like the victim because there's no music playing, bud, is pathetic, all right? Grow up like this full-grown man. Put your shirt in your mouth and go, all right?
Grow up like a full grown man. I want to see that shirt tucked in deep into your mouth.
I want everything you say to be muffled, Brandon. Guys, we're doing this one at 10 p.m. just so you know. So we're a little off the rails. That's why.
I want to see that shirt tucked deep into your mouth.
I want it so deep in there you can't complain, Brandon, because that's all I'm hearing from you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So,
I'm sorry.
Okay? Can we get back to my original topic,
yes,
which was characters?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay.
I thought of this character. I call him the guy who just doesn't really realize Donald Trump is president, but he doesn't. He knows Barack Obama isn't. But he doesn't know Donald Trump is.
Limbo.
We're about 2 years in.
Okay, yeah.
For those of you that are listening in the future.
Right, right.
We're about 2 years into Donald Trump's reign. And so this character would be like, somebody would start talking political and they're like, yeah, man, I loved Obama. And they're like, oh, really? Well, so I assume you didn't vote for Trump? You're like, huh? What's up? Like Donald Trump, he's the president. Huh? Sorry, what's up?
Not familiar.
Donald, yeah, I know Donald Trump. I've seen the show.
Big fan.
I'm a fan of his work, I guess.
You're fired.
Could say.
Yeah, I get it.
You're fired. Yeah, I love that stuff, man. But what does that have to do with...
How does it relate?
I just don't see the correlation there. What's That's the my difference character.
Here? I like that.
Okay.
I have a character. It's not funny because I don't have any examples. Mm-hmm. But we're in the spirit here. It's we're what time is it? 10 o'clock.
10:09 p.m.
Very late for me.
Brandon's usually tucked into bed 3 hours ago.
You think that's a joke. Every part of me is like, 8:30 is when bedtime is. I have a character. It's the guy that takes, so you know, when you're driving on the freeway, you get these billboards all over you. He thinks that he like catches a billboard's like inaccuracies because it's a pun. Mm-hmm. But then he gets pissed off that he realizes it's a pun and he feels like the company took advantage of his intelligence. And so that's, I can't.
Okay.
So think of any pun ever. And at first you're like, these idiots don't even know how to like, that doesn't even make sense.
They put then, how much money this advertising campaign?
Yeah.
And they didn't spell that right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Okay. Like they did all the, no, sons of, are you kidding me right now? That's my okay, character.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Here's a character. This is something that kind of I experienced today that made me think of this character. It's an Italian man who thinks that like anything another Italian person does is like an exclusively Italian thing.
Nice.
So he'll be like, ah, oh, you're really piling up that plate. I see you getting lunch. Ah, oh, you must be Italian, huh? Like, oh, you like hot dogs? Must be Italian. Oh, you got a hole in your jeans, huh? Must be Italian.
Where are you from? Huh? Where's your mother from?
Well, you from Italy or something? Well, you from Italy? Because I like that haircut. are you drinking a Coors Light? Must be from Italy.
From Italy, the motherland of Coors. I have another one. It's the guy that gets bored in traffic and tries to make himself cry just to see if he can do it. And it's not so much a character, more as a reality for me. To visualize it.
And you're not actually faking it. You're really crying. Do you do that?
Yeah, I did. I tried to do it today. And I was, so I sit and get into work. No problem. Hour and 30, top.
Yeah.
Long drive, whatever. Getting home, 2.5 hours minimum drive. So at one point on my drive today, I tried to make myself cry because I was watching like Netflix on my drive home because I stop in the middle of the freeway. So I don't feel like I'm breaking any laws.
Yeah.
You're not moving. I'm not moving. So I just watched Netflix and someone was crying on the show I was watching and they're obviously acting. And so I said to myself, how the heck do they do that? And so I tried really, really hard and I can't do it. I don't know how
I think
you
I could do
that.
It. I used to be able it? To. It's been a while. And I want to try
is
right
it
now.
One of those things where you're like, you got to think of something sad? Is
yeah, I used to think of back in the day when I was 13, my beautiful yellow lab, Casey, I watched him be put to sleep. Very traumatic for me, for the boy of me.
For the little boy.
So later, in a few years later, I used to make myself cry by thinking of that.
So you put this to the test?
Yeah, I've done it.
For the fun of it, or was this like strategic?
No, like it's strategic. There was like if I was in trouble or whatever, you know.
You would make yourself cry because you would use your dog. Do you think he was proud?
Oh, he was proud.
All right.
So I guess we could end on this.
Okay.
And this is just a thought I had. Okay. And it has nothing to do with what we've talked about before.
Yeah.
But I was driving on the freeway and I saw a big LED sign that said, buzz driving is drunk driving.
Right.
Beautiful sentiment.
Love it.
You know the classic saying, buzz driving is drunk driving.
Classic.
I'm driving on the freeway, mind you. And it made me think, who's this sign for? Because, like, shouldn't you be putting these outside of bars or something?
Yeah, right.
Opposed to just on the freeway when it's too late. You're on the freeway. You can't just stop at that point.
Sure. You know what else makes
me
wonder?
So if you are drunk and you read this and you go, you have a come to Jesus moment and you're like, wow, buzz driving is drunk driving. Then what?
Pull over, I guess.
That's not safe.
Wait it out. Just take a nap. Quick little power
nap. You
got to
move these signs.
You know what I also think too, and we'll end it on this note.
Yeah, we could end on this note.
How distracting are all billboards ever?
Uh-huh.
ever. And this is, again, my philosophy of why I feel okay about just putting something on Netflix as I'm stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. Here's my philosophy. You ready for it?
Well, my dad's a cop, and I will report you for that.
But. Well, listen, maybe he'll go and work with the law to change it. Because catch a visual.
He'll call the law.
Listen to me. Catch a visual. Okay? You're driving. You're driving. You're following all the rules. All the rules tell you to do this. Look up. Rearview mirror. Look to the left. Driver's side mirror. Look to the right. Passenger side mirror. What are you doing? And look to the road. The road. Sure. Driver. Rearview mirror. Driver mirror. Passenger mirror. Rearview mirror. Road. Passenger mirror. Driver mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're always looking.
Always looking.
You're always looking around and you're glancing and you're doing all, you're glancing at these different mirrors. You're glancing at the road. You're looking behind your shoulders. You're checking all your blind spots. And this is all while you're actively driving.
Yeah.
What's the difference with adding one more thing to that mix? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference to adding just one more quick little, oop, glance down there? If anything, listen, I put mine where my speedometer's at. So I'm always just checking down low. I'm going to make sure, oh, I'm going 75. Good and clear. Good. Boom, 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 boom. That's all I'm saying. I think I'm fine.
So it's more like, oh, I'm going 75 and Kristen Bell in The Good Place is doing something funny as well.
Exactly.
That's more what it's like.
That's exactly what it is. I think it's a two bird, one stone kind of situation.
You got two eyes.
I know that I'm checking. Oop, going a little quick here. I noticed that I'm going a little quick because I happen to look down and I noticed Kristen Bell in The Good Place is doing something funny.
She said something snarky.
Uh-oh, she did her little goofy thing. Jason's being a little nutball. Crazy stuff's happening here in The Good Place. I got to slow down. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at my rearview mirrors. I'm looking at my driver.
Netflix.
I'm looking at my passenger. Netflix, really quick. Road.
Netflix speedometer.
Rearview mirror. Road. Passenger. Driver. You know what I'm saying?
But at what point is too many things you've added? What if I add Netflix right on my dashboard and I got my Switch kind of off on the side and I'm just...
Well, are you looking at your Switch to see where's your Switch?
On my lap.
Okay, see, what's going on in your lap? Nothing's going on in your lap, bud. That's not safe. The Netflix Good Place is right next to my speedometer,
friend. What if I get a holder and I put it right under the rearview mirror? Then we have a deal?
That's fine. Listen, this is for responsible folks only. Because you shouldn't just be staring. That's not appropriate. You shouldn't be staring. And you shouldn't also, like when I'm looking at The Good Place, I'm not looking at The Good Place. I'm not doing this. I'm not tunnel vision. I'm not focusing it on. I'm not going down here for 5 or 6 seconds. Glance up, looking around, peripherals, blind spots. Glance
okay.
Up. Doom. Boom, boom,
I'd like
boom,
to end
boom.
On
you
this.
Know what I mean?
I'd like to end on this note.
Okay.
Let's do a little role play action here for a second. I'm gonna be a cop.
Okay.
I pull you over.
Right.
Distracted driving. Weren't paying attention. I pull you over. Listen. I pull you over, and I don't know what's going on. I just realize you might have been swerving a little bit. All right.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to pull you over and I want you to kind of defend yourself.
Sure.
How you would with a cop.
Okay.
So I, license and registration, please, sir.
No problem, officer. Let me get that for you right away.
Are you, time out. Is that, yeah. You're watching Good Place right now?
I am indeed.
You're driving.
I am absolutely driving. And let me tell you, officer, I was driving inappropriately because obviously you saw me look, I was driving all over the place distracted clearly because I wasn't doing this formula correctly. That's what I would say, Caleb, because anyone who gets pulled over is not doing this formula correctly.
And then he says, sir, let me read you the law.
Please do, sir. I deserve that because I was pulled over for driving irresponsibly,
recklessly.
I was not using this formula correctly. If you are using this formula correctly, you're not going to have any issues.
What about the no cell phone law, no texting, no using your cell phone while driving?
Cops
oh, you have a laptop?
No, cops you have a laptop? Laptops on their dashboard.
Yeah, I'm above the
friend.
Law, sir.
That's what they say, apparently. I'd like to end on this note.
Okay.
My theory is bulletproof. And if you are using it correctly and responsibly, Caleb, you hear me? Look at me. Responsibly. No, look at me in the eyes. Responsibly, you'll have no problems. You're not looking. This is more of like a podcast with very like half-second visual stimulation.
Oh, think of Netflix as a visual podcast.
Exact. A visual podcast with half-second visual
more
stimulation.
More of a storyline.
That's all it is. You're glancing. You're going down. You're back up. You're not looking. You're not watching. Okay, if you can't, if, listen, Caleb, I'm getting mad.
Let's
now
end on this.
I'm getting mad now. If you look, if you're going into your car and say, I'm going to watch Netflix on my way to work, that is irresponsible and I won't allow it. That's not, what's that what we're doing here? That's what we're talking about. I'm talking about a glance. I'm talking about rear view, passenger, driver. I want a glance.
Because he's turning red.
I'm getting beat red right now, okay? Because I want you to understand this, Caleb. It's a responsible person that can only do this. This isn't for everyone. I understand that. I want you to know yourself well enough to know I'm going to watch this on my way to work, and that's not what I need to do. I'll wait till I get to work. I'll get to work 45 minutes early to watch The Good Place and review it on YouTube afterwards to figure out what any sort of symbolic or hidden messages are on there. Okay? You got to be able to be careful with this. That's all I'm saying. If you can be responsible, you should be able to get away with it no problem. If you get pulled over for being reckless, God help you.
All right, let's end on this note. All right. Back to that thought you had about billboards, about how those are distracting.
Yeah.
I like that thought.
Thank you.
That's like advertisers are trying to kill us.
That's what I'm saying. It's like buzz driving is drunk driving, and then they'll give you a paragraph to think about afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm only here for a couple seconds. You got to get me in quick. I can't hang around.
All right, guys. I think it's about time we get Brandon into bed.
I'm very sleepy.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Espresso Boys podcast. Thank you to our amazing sponsors, Heather Estevez and Mama Lolo, for supporting us on Patreon and for us being able to record. We love you. Brandon, let's end on this note. Say something.